I've got a question for you, Helen, here. It's from Glenn Carlson, who says, do fish sleep?
Well, we had, I think Diana talked about on Question of the Week a couple of weeks ago about whether fish have eyelids, and they don't, so can they sleep? And the answer is yes, they can. But it all sort of depends on how you define what sleep is, because in humans, the transition into sleep involves changes in the patterns of brain waves in an area of our brain called the neocortex. And fish don't really have the same development in their neocortical region as humans, so as mammals, really. So it's kind of difficult to say in the same way what sleep really means for fish. But they do, if you count it, things like kind of a reduced metabolic rate and slowing down activity, then they do seem to sleep. Zebra fish, which are a freshwater fish, have been studied in the laboratory. And if you watch them, I think this is a rather sweet idea that you can watch them during the day, and they will actually sort of doze, and their tails droop down, and they stop moving around at certain times of the day, and they do seem to sleep. So that's one thing. And in Antarctica, actually, only last year they discovered the first hibernating fish, apart from ones that mudfish that estivate and keep themselves alive when things dry out. The Antarctic fish actually slow down and stop feeding, and their heart rate slowed down. They used heart rate monitors on these fish to see what was going on. And we think that it was probably because it gets darker in the winter in Antarctica. In fact, it gets completely dark because there's no sun. And they found it hard tracking down their prey, because this prey is still out there, but they're visual hunters, and without the light around, they find it very difficult to find their food. So they sort of stop.
They just sleep.
And they're a bit like bears. They kind of, some bears don't sleep the entire winter. They will actually kind of wake up every few weeks, have a little wander around, find a bit of food, go back to sleep again. And that's what these Antarctic cod seem to be doing as well.
It's quite interesting, because Glenn has written a few things he spotted, and this question was provoked by things he actually saw himself. He says, a few years ago, I was on a night dive in the Sea of Cortez, and we actually think we saw fish sleeping in a number of different ways. There were fish in caves or nooks that were awake but only slightly responsive. There were also fish lying on the seafloor, looking like they were dozing soundly, and they weren't at all perturbed by our diving lights. And there were others that had wrapped themselves in a cocoon of slime that seemed to act almost like a protective blanket. He says, I suspect they have nightmares as well, because as we watched, a large moray eel swam slowly across the bottom of the seafloor, stopping to sniff prospective meals as they were snoozing, and then choosing his favourites. But the moray left the blanketed fish alone, a wrasse, he believes, which he found
fish,
it interesting, because he said that they're eels and they normally find them quite tasty.
Yes, they're parrotfish, and they do produce these kind of sleeping bags, and we do think that it stops them being able to smell. Their predators can't smell them. But there are other fish that come awake at night. In fact, if you go night diving, you see a completely different ecosystem, really, because the ones that were asleep during the day tend to come out. They're often coloured red, because that means they can't be seen at night, because red light is absorbed in the water. And so you see kind of a change in day and night fish when you go night diving.